listen to what they're saying. Peep the game. And listen to what I'm saying. Hold us accountable for it.
I wonder who I do it for, cause I've been fucked up. But I'ma need you to listen, so shut the fuck up.
I didn't look up Elden Ring either.
Just to let you know. Elden Ring, sir? Elden Ring.
It's about Gerito.
Elden Ring.
And homeless.
Geriatrics.
Homeless old people home.
The fuck are you saying? Homeless old people.
Exactly. Home. I told you I was going to say stupid shit.
If they homeless, how they get a home?
It's a home for the homeless old people.
The homeless old people.
That's a tongue twister for me. It's a home for the oldest home people.
It's like a shelter.
They can't stay forever.
Well, you're going to die if they're old anyway.
That's true. How long would you keep them in there? Till they die? Because
they got nowhere else to go.
They get 2 weeks max.
Would you kick out of old people?
Depends.
They paying the rent?
I get it. Depends. They use depends. See, you just look at me. Y'all both don't look at me like this.
Yeah, she asked. You guys ever been out the country?
Yeah.
Nope.
Once.
Where'd you go?
Dominica.
Dominican Republic?
Dominica. It's a separate island. It's where my dad and his family are from. Yeah.
Ain't that something?
Yep. I was like six, though. So.
Oh.
I went to Brooklyn.
This guy.
I went to Brooklyn.
I went to Canada, too, once.
I never been there.
I was like 10, I think.
A lot of people
I don't
say
remember Canada at all, though.
They got police there, but they're a lot nicer.
I can see that.
Where?
What they say about Canada. Everything about
Canada. They arrest you but smile at your face.
I don't know if I like that.
They offer you cigarettes and beer while you're in the jail.
Really ridiculous. You ever wake up on a Sunday or a Saturday, nobody there? So you call one of your parents and you're like, damn, I can't find them. Where are you guys at? Oh, we at the beach.
What?
Right. And I was like, I can't find Smokey. Oh, he with us. My dad in the background. Hey, make sure you get that kitchen clean.
Oh,
like, really?
Damn. This was recent?
High school days. Like, okay. It was like, I'm like, really?
Damn.
That's fucked up.
That's why. Nah.
I would be nothing like that ever happened.
Nah. Not unless it was like planned ahead of time. And like, yeah, we're going to do this. You're not coming because we wanted to be us type deal.
The messed up part was that he was with me, sleeping with me. So in order to get him up and everything, they had to come in my room. Word.
I got a treat. Come here.
Did you bring you back a seashell?
Nothing.
Damn.
They probably ate too.
Oh, without
that. Oh, he ate good. You know Smokey ate good.
Word. Playing, getting the toes in the sand and everything.
Got all
in this
the
case,
women.
In his paws.
Got all the women. You know he got all the women.
Word. Yeah, you know.
Damn, that's fucked up. Welcome to the Lost in Translation podcast. It's your boy Juice.
It's George.
We back with another episode, but this time.
What's different?
You tell them what's different.
Nah. You tell them what's different.
All right, I'll tell them what's different. don't cry, bro. Don't cry. We got a guest in the building. We go by the name Stevie G, a.k.a. Land of Lake Butter, a.k.a. Aunt Jemima. Nah.
And Jemima.
Yeah, I like AKAs. George, AKA Horse Choker.
We got what? That's new to me. I didn't know that one either.
Yeah. I got AKAs for everybody. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to let this man introduce himself. What's going on, bro?
Not much. I'm originally from Germany.
Yeah, get that one out quick.
Because you know it's about to be a lot of German jokes. No, I'm joking.
Nah. Be amazed.
Nah, I'm joking. Nah, but what would you like the people to call you? What are we putting
GC
on?
GC is fine.
Who is it?
GC.
GC? All right, bet. What's GC mean?
German chocolate.
Yeah.
German chocolate.
Yeah, I figured it out as I started to say it. Like
I was lost, so I'm glad you asked still.
I was like, damn, he got me. He wanted us to ask. He was like, I'm about to say German chocolate, yo.
Yep.
But, yeah, we got our brother here, man. We haven't had a guest in like 15 episodes, bro. Maybe more. How many? 20?
It's been way more than 15, bro.
15?
I think we ain't had somebody since like episode 40 or 30 or something.
God damn, we on like 70-something now.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to get a fresh perspective, bro.
Right. Glad to finally have someone else in here.
Yeah, man. You know.
Besides this bum ass. I mean, besides my partner here.
I was fucked up. But I'm going to let that slide.
I was looking in the mirror.
Yeah, I'm going to let that slide. So, GC.
It's cool to be Stevie, too. It works.
I'm not calling you German chocolate. So, man, thank you for coming up. We appreciate it. We've been trying to set this up, especially with a lot of people to come up here. But I wanted to think of the first question for the people. And you already answered that fucking question. Thanks a lot, buddy. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. I'm glad
Nah, so.
Great minds think alike.
Right. Stevie's from Germany. What part of Germany are you from, bro?
Well, Berstadt would be the closest of where around.
Mm-hmm.
But we, like, the family was a little, compared to here, we're, like, low, like, I guess, 25, 30 minutes apart from each other.
Yeah.
So, like, I used to go to, when I went to school, I went to my mom's sister or brother, and their area would be, or city would be called Zaulheim. Yeah, and we lived in Udenheim.
I'm like some Norse fucking ancient Norse places.
Thought you was trying to do the plot of God of War. Yo, no.
Yeah, and like my mom's other sister, they lived in Rastatt. And they're all like about maybe 25 or so, 30, not more than that away from each other. Like back when my brother used to pick me up when he came, he used to like, we used to walk like a mile home and everything back.
Dang. Mm-hmm. So it's like a little village.
I mean, Udenheim is, yeah, by itself, but like Zaulheim is like a little bigger because it has like the kindergarten and then like the school is like right across from it.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We work with Stevie and I usually ask questions, but I wanted the people to know you really, really seem to love Germany. You know what I mean? I'm not going to ask you to compare it to the United States, but
yeah, you probably wouldn't like that answer.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I like the good old USA. You know, the government sucks, but other than that, but what do you love most about Germany?
Honestly, and might be fucked up to say, but like I feel like in Germany I had a little bit more freedom. Like in Germany, like I could like instead of like having to drive, you could pretty much walk mm-hmm. certain places and everything. Like, I could literally, like, go across the road and there would be, like, Zaulheim. Here, it's, like, to get really anywhere, you kind of have to, like, even if you have to have a bike or drive. Because I couldn't just, like, from where we are, go to, like, another city because that would take way too long.
Mm-hmm.
But in Germany, I feel like even, like, just the landscaping, like, we have, like, the winery and stuff, the grapes that are still on the things and everything. You'd like, because we literally lived, like, right there. Like, just, like, go out the house, go to the back area, and there it all was.
And I ain't going to lie, the way you explain it, like, it seemed beautiful. Like, anywhere other than U.S., just right. Has crisp air.
Word. Yeah. The girl's just,
oh,
word.
Ooh. Ooh. I ain't going to get into that because I'm taking, but ooh. Ooh-wee.
You lucky.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, they fast girls, though.
Were you chasing them?
Nah, they were chasing me. She was like, she wanted me to kiss her in front of the whole school. Like, goddamn.
That was just a sus comment if I was really fast, so.
They fast. I be trying to catch them.
I'm a shy guy, you know.
Every time I try to come near them, they run away.
Right. Yeah. I be trying to get them. They quick.
Not quick as me, though.
Oh man, but yeah, man. Germany sounds like a beautiful place. How do you like? I guess because people don't know your background. I'm sorry, George. I don't know if you got questions.
No, go for it.
Your background. How did you come to the U.S.? Like, what has like the attachment to the U.S. and why did you come?
Funny story. But like originally, we actually had a house built and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like a 3-story, like basement, middle, and top. It was like in a new neighborhood. And my dad was in the military. He worked for the Army. So he pretty much wasn't around a lot. Damn sure it's not now because I don't know the man. But
give us all the tea. I love it.
Word. Like finding out that I got another brother. And he looked more like him than I do. I'm trying to contemplate if he my dad.
Yeah, you might have been a little adopted or something.
I don't might know. Be the mailman's baby.
I don't know because I feel like mama's a little mistake down at the lake. But like he was in the military, so like eventually I guess in order to like still keep his military ID card and retire, he wanted to retire here in the US. But so he still got a job working for the government.
Mm-hmm.
And to be living in Delaware though was more safer, because he got originally when he first started he had his job in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Top flight security of the world, great.
He wishes.
And like, bad, I'm sorry.
But like he like that's the only reason I had Delaware, because like he figured it was more safer for us rather than Baltimore and every like DC areas.
Right.
And that's originally why we got here, because I ain't gonna lie, because when they showed us the map of where we're gonna be at, I'm looking all over here and they like, nah, my mom took my hand and just that little thing down there.
Little shit, right?
Word. I never heard of Delaware in my life.
Yo, it's, man, Delaware is very small.
Small.
Like, but it's funny, we talked about it before. Most motherfuckers don't know what Delaware is.
Yeah, actually, when I was working at Sears, I realized that a lot of customers that we get are from, like, down in D.C., Baltimore, Brooklyn. They get the stuff here because they don't have to pay the tax.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, we got a lot of out-of-staters, so they don't have to worry about taxes.
A little lower, slower, man. They come to the outlets and stuff, get that shit.
Word.
I thought I had another question. I always got plenty of questions for Germany, but I didn't want to just like stick on that like
whole right, yeah, have the whole thing about Germany.
Yeah. I just want people to get to know you. So that's a good question, George. I'm trying to think of, without it sounding like we're trying to hire him for a fucking job. Like, how can
we? I was gonna say, just tell the people about yourself. Whatever you want to share.
Man, I'm an open book.
But it's up to you. I mean, you just say you're overbooked. Duh. You're just saying, like, share whatever you want.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I moved here when I was like about 15. Went to Lake Forest. Let's just say their quote is not accurate.
Right?
Well,
your best choice. Because I ain't going to lie, when I first got in there, man, I felt smart. Like, I came from there and I was like, what the hell is this? Then I got roped into the system. See, I felt dumb. We had a substitute in fucking biology. This fucking dude was like, so who know the answers? I'm like, bruh.
I hear like, a lot about Lake, man.
I'd be like, I'm Jordan Lucas, but I'm not racist. But like, I was in that biology class. I was like a 64, right? So I had to sit away from my black friends. I'm not racist.
No, you're right.
And I went to my white friends, man. I ended that class with a 96.
Damn. Y'all were playing too much.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. They looked at me fans like I couldn't even pay attention.
Oh, it was like, hey, bro, you look smart. You wear glasses.
I look like, sophisticated.
Yo, we used to do that to my boy in class, yo. It was like business class. We used to be like, be mad. Like, what's the answer to this? Like, me mad, but like, I don't need no. Knowing damn well he knew.
Yeah, he knew.
Knowing damn well he knew. That's my boy, B-Mac. We call him B-Mac because he looked like Bernie Mac, bro. I promise you. That's my boy.
I remember business class. I demonstrated Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Business class?
Yeah, we had, like, something that we had to do, like, present. And, like, we actually went to the gym area, put down a couple of mats. Man, I remember Toga. He got fucked up.
Yo, hold on, wait a second. I'm still trying to see what business and Brazilian.
It's just something that we had like to do. Like we had to present like something.
Yeah.
And like I had Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu because I did that. It's like self-taught and everything. And I did like a few fights. Like I think total of like 12. I only lost one.
Okay. That was a slight flex. I like it.
You know how I'm doing.
Like, I know how you do.
And like, so I just demonstrated like the guillotine, the arm bar and everything like that. And we used to spar, like me and my neighbor, we sparred for 45 minutes. I'm like, God damn.
So why didn't you take a profession in MMA fighting?
That's a good question. I contemplate a lot of stuff lately.
Yeah, like you obviously, you know, you like your physique in a sense, at least that's what you say.
I don't like it too much. I just don't want other people to know I don't like it.
Right. You like your physique. You seem like you're a pretty strong guy.
I'd hope so.
And you like to fight.
Do I?
Professionally. Like, you know what I mean? In the ring. It seemed like you liked the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu because we talked about it a couple of times and it seemed like it was fun. You know what I mean? You like putting motherfuckers in arms.
Yeah,
because
like if I do end up getting in a fight, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu basically uses my opponent's strength and momentum against them. So strategic. If they bigger than me, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Because like I even fought a wrestler. Because I remember my neighbor, he started picking on wrestling. He started working out because I used to call him McFatty. I was like, get it, McFatty?
Yeah.
And so he thought that he was hitting weights. He's getting bigger, you know, he could take me. So right. He tried it. So he did his wrestling move. And I don't know with wrestlers, but they give away their, like, what they're going to do easy. Like, it's all in their eyes and where they look at. He looked at my legs. He just looked at it. And he was about to go for the tackle. Bam, got him into a guillotine. 30 seconds of the match.
Easy.
Uh-huh. And, like, one time he did, like, a fireman's carry.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was. I didn't even mean to do it, but I had him in the armbar. Like, as soon as he let go, that last arm, my body just armbarred it.
It was like instinct. Like,
yeah, instinct. Wow, like, I was like, crazy. God damn. Because I was shocked, but I was like, fuck it. Take it.
Yo, I mean, it seemed like wrestling would be the easiest to go against as a jiu-jitsu fighter.
Right.
Because their whole thing is momentum and shifting body weight.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I'm kind of close to jiu-jitsu, but it just seems a little bit more fluid. You know what I mean?
Wrestling?
Well, no.
Jiu-jitsu to wrestling.
Shih-tzu. No, yeah. It seemed like it would be easy. So, like, oh, that's dope, man. I always, you know what I mean? I was intrigued by the MMA as soon as I watched it.
Yeah. Frank Mir was like my idol. Yeah.
Something about it just makes you want to participate.
Right? You want to fuck somebody up. Seeing
two people... Yeah, especially if you ever play the games too.
Yeah,
then you feel like you're actually doing something.
The games had me messed up because I was playing like UFC. I think it was two. Mm-hmm. Me and my friend, we were playing it. I swear the match said like it was like fight, and out of nowhere it was quiet for a second. Out of nowhere it was like I'm gonna fuck you up. I'm like me and him looked at each other. What the fuck happened?
In a UFC
somebody
game?
Somebody crowded in the game. Was that like a little glitch?
Like, I edited in there.
We had to pause the game because like what? Just happened.
The fuck you talking about? Like, it's supposed to be rated E. No, it can't be rated E. It got to be teen.
Got to be.
I don't even remember.
That's kind of very barbaric, bro. That game is.
We've never heard that before. I mean,
all they let you see is blood.
That's enough.
Yeah. Yeah, it's enough to get to a T.
Isn't that weird, like, when you play, or y'all remember Samurai Jack, right? It wasn't, like, too bad.
The show, right?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So Samurai Jack. He'd like cut robots' head off and shit, and the blood would spew, but it's like oil. Isn't it weird, like on TV and games and shit, as long as the blood isn't red, it's okay.
Like, even if he was cutting like something that bled red, it would go like black and white, wouldn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. When he do that, like that final kill, he never wiped his blade off, which was odd. I know samurais do that, but. Yeah, it's just weird. I'm sorry. I had to throw that in there. I thought about that. Stevie, man, what you been up to, bro? Anything new?
Nope.
Nothing at all.
Not really.
Man, you sound like us.
Well, I went to this little, it wasn't a zoo.
I was about to say, how was it?
Yeah, it's called Horse Farm, something Horse Farm. Mm-hmm. It's in Denton. We went there. They got all the animals pretty much loose. They got like emus, ostrich, kangaroos. I held a skunk today. I ain't think I ever hold a skunk.
Yeah, never gonna be the same.
It, bro, they're cute, bro.
Well, I know it.
Right?
They're so cute. They're and this one was like snuggly. So she was just like, as soon as she found a little spot in your arm, she would just tuck her head in there. Kangaroo was beautiful. I want a kangaroo now. I don't know why. That, bro, it was just dope.
Until it starts to fight you.
Yeah, when they get older, we might have to throw hands, but that's like a teenage kid, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? You want to beat your kid up when they're teenagers. Yeah,
except the kangaroo going to whoop your ass.
Yeah. Like, my mom always wanted to fight me. You know what I mean? We get into a little debacle. She throwing shit.
Right.
But anyway.
Should see my back.
So, like, yeah, we went there, man. It was kind of dope, man, just to see all those animals around. Some of them were aggressive for the food. But you go in and they let you hold the babies first. They had this like exotic fox, bro. It looked like a little Pokemon type shit. Wanted to catch him, you know what I'm saying? But they didn't let you hold him because he was a little, he was squirmy. And they didn't wanna, yeah, and they didn't want the other animals to trample over him because this is as big as the fox is going to get. He about, I don't know, I can't
even. He's small.
Yeah, he's a small mom. So I forgot we're not on camera, but. Yeah, so you do that, then you go in the cage. They got the kangaroos, like the mama kangaroo. They got baby deer, all types of shit. And then they got like the peacocks and shit over there on the side. You can go feed prairie dog. It was dope. So then they take you on a cart to where, like the wagon, you can sit on and shit. So you're sitting on the edge, and what they do is dump the fucking food right next to you. Like you're like, hold on, wait. So here they come, just coming. It's like horses. The camels was the second area. They had like a few camels. It's like horses, llamas,
mules.
Yeah, I think they had a couple of mules. Sheep. It's a whole bunch of fucking animals out this bitch. And they go to different places to get them. But yeah, they dump the food. So I'm trying to get up because I'm like, yo, they not about to fuck me up to try to get this food. So you can stand up on the cart as this, you know, part. Man, it was just a cool experience, man. I would go back, you know what I mean, just to see the animals, see, like, what new animals they'll get. It was dope.
So that was a pretty extensive list of animals you named.
Yeah.
Which ones you think you could take in a fight?
I'll fuck a camel up, though.
I bet you would.
I did see a bison, though. That was cool. The bison didn't get real close. Them motherfuckers are ready for that food.
All right, kangaroo.
It'd be a good fight.
You think you taking it though?
It wasn't like the full grown. I don't know the different breeds of kangaroo, but it was the ones about like that big, about like
the small 4 kangaroos. Feet,
3. Yeah.
Do you think you could take them?
Oh, bro. Maybe. Right. I'd probably give them the hands. I'd give them. All right.
We're gonna exclude the small animals because you'd probably take them.
Right.
What about the emu? Think you got the emu?
Oh yeah, I could fuck an emu up, bro.
Ostrich.
I don't think I can fuck an ostrich up, bro. They real aggressive, bro. Fast. They don't give up.
Right.
We might go the distance.
Right.
Maybe. Not let you poke my eye out, but I wear my glasses just in case.
They do have long talons.
Yeah.
Stevie, you think you could take a llama?
Shit.
Put him in an arm, boy.
He confident. They got short arms. You think you really get around that?
Yeah, I can get around anything.
If it's spit in your face, acid.
Why you got acid now?
like the good Tim said, he ain't worth nothing sliding and diving. No. I get that name from somewhere.
What about you, George? You beat a camel?
I don't know. I can't beat no camel.
Them bitches big, bro.
Yeah, they're big. With a long neck. And they spit, too.
Yeah, they spit.
Nah, I ain't taking a camel.
Like, his neck can wrap around your neck to choke you out. Right. That's how long the fucking neck is.
I'd go for a kangaroo. I'd see if I could take a kangaroo.
They got bombs in their humps, too.
Yeah.
They showed us the compartment that's under the hump.
Stevie looking at me
like, yeah, they got one. yeah, I heard that they got a compartment in there. Nah, but, yeah, I couldn't take no camel. All them big fucking horses, bro. I couldn't take a horse either, man.
Nah, horses are tough.
Mm-hmm. I could beat a pig up. The pig about like that big.
Maybe I don't know. They get kind of scared when they get bigger.
Yeah, they are kind of
pigs
scary.
Are tough, and they don't stop.
Because my uncle in Germany had a pig, like a little this, like it was like a little chihuahua running with him and everything. But when that thing got big, fast. I didn't want to feed it. I was scared it's going to take me.
Yeah, right, they can eat humans.
Things get scary.
They eat you.
Big pigs are scary.
It was so big, it looked like a boar. But I bet it tastes good afterwards.
You know about moose? Since we talking about animal fighting, y'all moose know about moose?
What about moose?
How terrifying moose are?
Oh, yes. Indubitably.
Like, them motherfuckers are big.
That's some big motherfuckers, bro. They about
big.
They big.
I mean, they bigger than bears.
Really?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
You ever seen the videos when they walking next to the cars?
Mm-mm.
And they're aggressive. They're bigger than most, like, it's bigger than your car.
Bigger than a Tahoe.
Oh, shit, I feel like anything bigger than my car.
Touche, touche.
They're bigger than your shit.
Not the truck.
They bigger than your shit.
Not the truck.
That sounds like a flex, bro. Because you got bigger cars truck. And a...
No. I'm just saying, like, it's probably eye level with the top of it, but it's not bigger than it. It's close. It might be, like, one for one. Like,
you couldn't fit that bitch in your bed?
Hell no.
Truck bed, excuse me.
Either
George is not. Either he's not a moose toucher.
Nah. Can't get close enough.
Nah.
Trying, they just they're
aggressive, bro.
They're aggressive
and
too.
They look real scary when they grow their antlers. Mm-hmm. Are they called antlers?
Yeah, antlers.
I didn't know if they had a special thing because they look like weapons.
I think
it was what it was called.
I think I don't know.
But them motherfuckers look scary when they're shedding, like their skin be all hanging off of it, bro. That shit is scary. They're like titans, bro.
Yeah. And they like can dive down like 20 feet.
Yeah, you can't swim away from them.
Nope. Mm.
They on your ass, Stevie.
Yes, yes, Mr. Postman.
I grab a dog and I chuckle. Go bang, bang, bang up there. Yeah, bro. I think that's a dope place. Y'all should try it out one time.
When I get it, it's like another.
Bro, you can go by yourself.
That's going to be lonely.
I had a couple country girls out there. You can probably go out there in some boots or something. I'm like, yeah, I know about animals.
Oh, you know? Man.
Get you, you know what
I'm
mean?
Gonna be like, that's on my truck.
Come out there with a cowboy hat, flick it up. There's a snake in my boots.
No shirt, scarf.
Turn it on. He come in with a whole woody fit.
Hey there, pretty lady.
Looking for Bo Peep. No, yeah. Nah, but then we went. I'm sorry. We went to this Irish pub. And didn't too, huh? You probably heard about it. Maybe.
Nah.
No. Oh.
Nah.
So this is Irish pub in there, bruh. Some good ass food. I had a burger, a Guinness burger.
Ooh. And what made a Guinness? Was it cooked in the beer? Was it beer in the meat, or was it like a beer cheese?
It was. I think it was a beer Gouda cheese.
Okay.
I think it was that. It was like a 7 ounce patty. You know what I'm saying?
Good size.
Caramelized onion.
Ooh, got to be.
Got some marmalade on it, and I wasn't sure about that. I wasn't sure about the marmalade because, you know what I mean?
What kind of marmalade? Orange?
No, I don't remember.
Like a savory marmalade?
It kind of had like...
Fruity.
Slightly fruity. It seemed more savory. Let's put it that way.
But you don't know what it was?
I can't remember for the life of me.
I'm ashamed.
You should be. Because I had it ready and I can't remember. So, had that. It had bacon on it. Lettuce, tomato, that shit was fire, Stevie. You had to be there, bro. We had the fucking crab dip.
Yes, you do.
We had the crab dip.
Did you get any?
Barely.
Of course.
You know how she do. She got some downstairs right now.
She even saved some apart from you.
We ran out of the bread and she just took it home. I was like, she was like, oh, that's a good amount. I said, yeah, for you. She said, yeah. My face. That shit was market price too.
Oof.
Yeah, so the fries, homemade cut.
Nice, bomb. Nice.
She had, only because them bitches looked good when we first got in there, the chicken tenders. Nice size. I know. She usually don't order chicken tenders. Like, try something different. But the motherfuckers was on point too, man. It was a decent spot, man. Fucking you know, I had to go crazy. I seen a picture of a cod sandwich on there. I had to make sure I pronounced that right.
Right, right.
Stevie be thinking crazy.
Yeah.
A cod sandwich. And that shit looked good, but I asked her between which one I should pick. And it was the Guinness, but should try that out too. It looked like it'd be popping over there. I don't know why we don't have pubs around here. Not really.
It's not much.
Yeah.
Very rare.
Weird. It's pretty.
That's something we neglected.
What? Pub?
To talk about with Stevie.
Food.
Are you on our level, bro?
Oh, no.
Probably not.
Are you a food lover?
Well, yeah, but you know, you got to limit yourself with a body like this.
Nah, bro, get out. Limit? What the fuck is limit? What is that word?
I don't know. I don't really. I eat anything, but I'm also picky.
Picky
on certain
picky
things.
Picky how?
Like, I'm not a big seafood person. Like, it's the type of thing I got to be in the mood for. But crab cakes, I can't do that.
Get out.
You don't do crab cakes?
Mm.
Stevie, we can't talk to you no more.
I can't.
I know his palate's not that big. because the way he, when he first tried something and I heard about it and he said it was good or he thought it was this, I'm not going to throw you out like.
You already like did too late.
But like, what was the last thing that you tried that was new, but it was great?
Sushi.
All right, so you like sushi.
Yeah.
California roll was my favorite.
It's but a basic roll.
No, you back out again. You back out.
It was my first time because, like, I think it was better the second time because my tongue wasn't that afraid of it.
Right, right.
But, man, this man had, he had that, what was that green stuff called
wasabi.
Again? Yeah, he had dipped a little wasabi, and it's like, you know, it's not for the faint heart. I thought that was a challenge. But my dumb ass didn't spread it. Stevie, took a big dip.
Stevie, no.
And damn, it wasn't even like it was spicy or anything. It was just like my nose and my eyes just like it opened. Like you ever have that suction where like, and it holds it?
Mm-hmm.
First it burned, then it was gone, and it all just hit me at once. And I was gone. I was like, I had to say, I'm back.
Bro, I couldn't see. Another dimension.
It just takes your breath away.
I couldn't see.
I told him my life story. And bro was just staring off into space. He was just in a whole nother wasabi dimension. Yeah. And then he was like, all right, I'm back. I was like, bro, you ain't hear nothing I said. I had tears rolling down my eyes and shit. So
why
did
you
he.
Crying, you little bitch?
Right, right. Why are you being a bitch right now? No, man. But yeah, bro, like, I was serious. See, what I do, and I admitted this, I get some wasabi. I put a decent amount on one roll.
Uh-huh.
Just so I can feel that pain. But it's something about that pain that I like. And it's not hot, like you said. Wasabi is a weird...
Yeah, I think y'all crazy for that.
Yeah.
You take it, crazy. You just take a good little size, plop, mixed in with the soy sauce you dipping in.
Yeah, he did that. I did that the second time. Yeah. But I didn't know.
You didn't know.
I didn't know.
Right. You learned real quick, though.
Oh, yeah. That bitch
I haven't touched
gone.
This since.
He really was gone, bro. He's like.
Like, I was looking at him, but I didn't see him.
Yeah, you were.
Was blind.
He was Adventure Time. What was the hot spicy drink called?
Oh, Regular Show.
Sorry,
Mississippi Queen.
Yes, Regular Show. He was Mississippi Queen tripping.
Yeah, bro, he was out of there. If he would have ate
that
whole
thing,
he was
in the spice zone.
We would have never got a baby. He was in the spice zone. Definitely,
he would have been lost forever.
Yeah, bro. But yeah, like sushi's good.
So you said, but did you try others besides?
Yeah, we had like what, 2-3 different ones.
Yeah, I tried. Which one?
Were they plain ones or were some of the special rolls?
I got a special. I think it was the dragonfly roll.
Okay.
The deep fried one with the eel sauce.
Okay.
I let them try one. All
right.
Was that good?
Yeah.
That was a cooked one. That was a cooked one.
Then I had one. We had one that had like, I don't know, had like the shrimp sticking out.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the one with the seaweed?
Most of them got seaweed.
My bad.
No. Yeah, I was trying to say that as neutral as I could.
Right. Without trying to sound like an asshole.
Yeah. Just like most of them.
They got the seaweed.
It's in the wrap.
I can't remember, man.
I thought about going to Walmart because my brother said that like they sell like dried seaweed, and he said it's pretty good and it's healthy too.
Yeah, people like to snack on dried seaweed.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I thought about
that.
They
got like different flavors too. They like flavor.
Because like. When I think of seaweed, I think about the Scooby-Doo show when the dude from the water came up and had all that stuff on him. Like, I ain't eating that.
Yeah, no, I'm not big on seaweed. I don't like it that much.
Wet seaweed. I'll be out here eating wet
like
seaweed,
spinach.
Bro. What is that shit that's like, it looks slimy, green? What is that shit? Not kelp.
What are you talking about? Algae?
Is it algae? No, but
slimy,
like people
green.
Eat it. Forget it. We can skip it because we're never going to figure it out.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
When I figure it out, I'll bring it up. But yeah, man. So sushi was the last thing that you tasted that you never tried before, but it was great.
I think so. I mean, Tim be bringing some ridiculous stuff sometimes.
What was the last ridiculous thing that you had that you weren't too sure of, like, other than sushi? Because your palate
dumplings really shocked me.
Did you like them?
Oh, yeah.
So what y'all had for Turkey Day, Thanksgiving?
We got to talk about it.
I was sad.
Never mind. We ain't going to talk about it.
After that comment, yeah. For real.
Yeah, let's skip it over.
It has to be a sin not to have yams on Thanksgiving. How you going to put the can right there and not cook it? I cried.
That's petty.
I cried.
That's a level of petty.
They know I love yams.
Did you do your
little? That's why they didn't cook it.
Word. Savages.
Did you do your little? Did you do
I hit it with the limp, too.
Oh, man. Not the limp. That's overkill, man.
I think so, because I know where my dog gets it now. Because my dog was limping. I was like, oh, damn, we got to go upstairs. So let me pick him up, take him all the way up to the stairs, let him go. He was walking fine.
He knew.
He knew, bro. He ain't dumb. He definitely ain't dumb. He know what he doing. He be watching you.
Too much.
All right, hold on. Back to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because this question was getting me Friday when I left. I just thought it was so weird how, like, everyone you run into in the day or two after Thanksgiving, everyone is like, how's your Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Everyone.
Everybody.
Every single person I saw.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, is this normal?
Bitch,
Is this what people do?
At least, like, you love.
I mean,
it'd be random people.
Yeah. Like, it was just anybody. Yeah. Like, that was the way they, instead of like, hey, how you doing?
How was your
Thanksgiving? Like a normal talk. Yeah. It's just, how was your Thanksgiving?
That's what you said? I'm like, bitch, we had turkey.
No, but like, I was like, it's good, blah, blah, blah. It's good, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, I don't know. It just confused me.
Like, why do you hate that question?
I don't hate it, but it's just like, you can't tell me that every one of those people cares. True. So like, why would you bring it up?
Small talk.
Bitch, do I look like I want to talk small to anybody?
Bitch, I had turkey. Next year, that's all, like, I'm going to say.
I ate. What you had.
I fed the homeless. Be like, oh.
Me, I'm homeless.
I had the yams. Sorry, Stevie.
That tripped me up because I was crazy too.
Because I guess we were selling the turkeys for like $70, and the one we worked with in the back, she was like, "I ain't gonna pay no $70 for no piece of meat." I'm like,
pay $100 for some meat.
No, how much you trying to pay though?
Shame.
Stevie walking out like that.
Damn right. Turkey, clap your hands and stomp your feet. What?
That nigga's dumb, man. Man, I don't hate the question, but it did come a lot. Like, how's your Thanksgiving? Same answer. I went to my dad's. You know, it was real good. Boom, boom, boom. I never got into detail. Unless I know somebody that likes food. Like, if George asked me, I didn't ask him, really. He didn't ask me. It is what it is.
We had much contact.
Since then, yeah.
Yeah. It was one of those things that made me feel not normal. Because, like, man, it's not even a thought to me. Like, why would I ask people?
Yeah. Because it's over now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, after the day.
It's like, you know what most people did on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it's a gluttonous holiday. We all going to eat.
Stevie, what makes you feel weird?
That is a good question. Got it.
Go for it.
Goes to Germany, though.
Okay,
that's cool.
But I felt some type of way when I don't know what it's called in English. It's like Schwimmhalle.
I'm mad how you said that.
Like, we
looking at us like we would understand what that was. I don't know it in English, but...
Yeah, just like with the Kaiser rolls. I didn't know it was a Kaiser roll. I thought it was a Perchin. Like, my whole life, I said Perchin. I remember asking you that, and you're like, huh?
Yeah. It's
Häagen-Dazs German.
You might have to say it better.
Häagen-Dazs.
What?
Häagen-Dazs.
You know, like the ice cream brand?
It can't be German, then.
Dutch, maybe?
Maybe.
No. Quiz.
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. What makes you weird?
Swish?
Schwimmhalle. It's like, I don't know. The best translation I could think of is like a swim hall.
Like a communal pool almost.
Somewhat, but fancier.
Okay.
But that's all we have in Germany.
Like upper class.
I mean, it's not really upper class because it's like a common thing.
Okay.
So it's like you have like the inside, you know, where you have like the deep water, the not so deep water for the little kids and everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then you have like the they have like the spray things, the little pressures. Then you have like the little stand, you can get like hot dogs and little foods and stuff. But then, like, to go outside, you would like, there was like a little bridge and you would duck underneath to go out.
Sounds like a water park almost.
Yeah, I swear I was just thinking that.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not a water park.
That's crazy. I was just about to say.
Y'all just got like small scale water parks everywhere out there.
But like,
sound like Mario Sunshine.
This happened like three times to me though, where like I would be swimming and everything, just chilling with the family, and like this girl looks at me, and her man takes her, puts her back to me, and starts kissing her. That made me feel some type of way. Like, I mean, at the same time though, if you have to do that, I mean, why are you really with her? Like, I feel like it's not even worth it.
The fuck?
Hey, man.
I thought you said they was like trying to make love while you were standing there, and they were like grabbing your
head. She apparently didn't. it's like that Wild Wild West where he, like, she was kissing, he was like,
yo, this shit, man. But yeah, that's,
it's one of the weird things. I'm like, trying to figure
out what you talking about. At first, I thought you were saying like that was your Thanksgiving. Do y'all celebrate Thanksgiving?
Well, in Germany, it's not like a celebration. So, like, usually when I was younger, mm-hmm. my dad and parents would like take me either, like, I wouldn't go to school, they would take me out.
You mm-hmm. said your dad and parents?
He did say that.
He don't count, okay? Okay. He a bum.
Your grandparents.
Nah, a lot of, like, my dad or my mom, like, it's okay. Also different. Okay. Like here, I believe if it's snow days and it's, like, severe, like, you don't go to school, mm-hmm. in Germany, they severe. Don't give up.
Yeah.
For them, it's, like, more of, like, if it's too hot because they don't have air conditioner.
Okay, right.
They'll take you out. So it's pretty much reverse.
Gotcha.
And, like, man, my family, my mom's side of the family, they loved us when it came to Thanksgiving. My dad would go early to grandparents, start cooking the turkey and everything, because they never experienced that before.
Right.
Okay. Before, like, okay. him. And he would always do that, and they would chill with him and talk.
So it wasn't more, so the last Thursday of November doesn't mean shit.
Right. It was just more
so pretty much
your dad just kind of introducing them to
Thanksgiving to Germany.
Like well, even in Germany, there's certain like different things. Like Halloween is not like necessarily Halloween there. For us, we call it Fasching, and it's in February. It's like where you go to these you go to the street, and they have like this car where like people in the inside, it's almost like it's a train but not a train.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They have like the little cargoes behind them, and they mm-hmm. throw out candy and everything.
Oh shit.
And you got the after party.
You need to go to Germany.
I'm down.
I got you.
You need
though.
To go to Germany, though.
I'm down.
First of all, we need to go to a strip club because I've never been.
Okay. We can talk about that. Off right. air, Stevie.
Damn. No, my bad. I'm gonna have to tell you my dream off air.
To a strip club, and it's weird because it seems like women love strip clubs more than men. It's just something about another woman shaking her ass into like in a woman's face.
I think it would be weird if you had a girl and you go to strip club, but you would want to come with. I feel like that'd be kind of awkward.
If she want to go, I don't care. Like, the whole point is for me not to go. Like, I'm not there per se for like sex or to cheat on my woman. So if she wants to come, that's fine because we know what we're there for.
What are you there for?
We there for the booty. You know what I'm saying?
Booty.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. It's like a show. It's just a show.
I would say awkward. It's just like when you were little and you're watching the movie with your parents and they had that one scene in there that you always had to look away from.
Players Club. Because
it would be like uncomfortable.
Y'all watch Players Club?
Yeah.
Yeah. Diamond. Anyway.
It was crazy.
Yeah, man. But yeah, we can go to a strip club. Can we go to a strip club in Germany?
Yeah, that's the crazy part too. My dad was like, he showed me where the let me see how to say this. I don't know what their name is, but the hoes that were around the corner, he like knew the exact spot where they used to be.
Like, that's a sign.
Right? I'm like, yeah, because like after I found out he had another son, I'm like, bruh. And he felt so happy. He told me to get in the car, and I'm like,
what?
Because last time somebody did that was Mafia.
Yeah, right.
You drive, I'll be in the back seat.
Yeah, it's almost over.
When and he was like,
and he was. Oh, my bad. Good.
Go ahead.
Sorry. Now I was about to say just him pointing around the corner, but it's fine. Good.
That like he was like, he took me into the car, and then he told me, "Did you know I have another brother, or I have a brother?" He said. I was like, "Yeah, Andy." I was like, "No, another one,
another."
And I don't know how I felt about that. And then I was really mad when I saw the picture. It damn near looked like him when he was younger.
That seems to be a trigger for you. I'm not trying to get like therapized.
Let's discuss this.
Yeah, Stevie. Yeah. How does that make you feel? Nah, like, why does that trigger you so much? Like, it's your father.
You talking about that? It looks like him?
Yeah, yeah. Why does that make you so mad?
Because it's like, I feel like I should look like him. I should be like similar. Because like, whenever I really think about it, we're nothing alike. And that makes me wonder. Because like, he looks like exactly like him. Like literally like everything. Yeah. And then like, I think it's also the fact that like, we found that out, but without asking me, he gave him my number.
Do you feel like...
And I feel like, I mean, I would need a little bit of time to process, like come to terms with that.
Yeah.
But then he's like, gave him my number, and then he's texting me, and like, then I feel pressured to talk to him and everything.
Got you.
Y'all have milkmen in Germany? Did y'all have milkmen in Germany?
That's a crazy ass...
I believe so, yes.
I'm getting there.
Yeah. Because in German schools, they actually delivered certain milks. Like, we actually had a list of who wanted chocolate, who wanted strawberry, who wanted regular. Like,
day-by-day delivery?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah. Like, to your house, was it a black milkman?
I never saw him.
Mm.
I figured they'd come pretty early.
I'm just saying, it might be worth looking into.
Might be a milkman.
Oh, no. Let me tell you, man.
Or the mailman.
I mean, he cheated before and after they got married.
Yeah. You trying to call... Don't be calling his mom no hoe, yo.
I didn't. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he's not the milkman or the mailman. Don't be saying his mom, you know what I mean, out here fucking all the mans.
Bro, that's his, what?
I'm just saying. That's how I could. If you said something about my mom talking about it might be the milkman or the mailman, I'd be like,
how do you know it wasn't? Because your big ass head.
Right. Yeah, my dad head is humongous. So, like, it's. I look like that nigga. I look like both of my parents.
Yeah.
If I'm standing next to my mom, I look like my mom standing next to my dad. People still say I look like my dad, but still, you know. But me and my dad, we have similar interests, but that's shit not genetic.
Nah, that's...
You know what I mean? Like,
what you're raised with.
You don't have any, like, tendencies. I mean, y'all like...
I don't like to cheat.
Okay. Like, you know, sports. I don't know.
Soccer. And he likes football.
Damn, correlates. Do you have anything together? Anything?
Comedy, like? Right?
I mean, everybody likes comedy, though. I mean, most people.
But I'm just like, saying, like...
Similar favorites?
I like the Jeffersons.
They're all right. My mama liked them. She white.
Yeah, but still. That's your parents, bro. That's she like is, similar yes. Interest. It's just like when you said, like, we don't look alike and we don't have, like, similar interests. Like, that shit not genetic. Me and my dad have some interests. Like,
I mean, know, the look alike is.
I mean, I feel
that
like
is, yeah, it's by man the interest.
I feel like he would want to support me though, because like when I was in school and I was doing soccer,
yeah.
You know, they stayed for 10 minutes, and we were doing one, but they didn't even see me play. Everybody else from other people's, like my other teammates and everything, their parents congratulated me to making it to varsity and everything. Nothing from them. So then when I told him I thought about, oh, I might play basketball, he jumped up and everything. Let me know when your games are. I'll be there. So I felt kind of some type of way, because I stopped football because of the favoritism.
Got you. Don't worry, my mom ain't really come to a lot of my games either.
I'm like, damn, because like I was good too, and like I could have got a scholarship.
Soccer.
Mm-hmm. Damn, got my varsity letter going, and everything. Man. I really should have. I really thought I'm bashing my head now.
You would have been Pele, but German.
I would have been better GC. Than
Pele. GC.
Word.
Yo, that would have been a fire ass soccer name.
Right.
German chocolate.
I think when I hit 34 and I don't find no true love or anything, I'm gonna be a porn star. GC.
German chocolate.
Yeah. See, you seen Soul Plane though, when he had the magazine. She was like,
yeah.
See, but you can't go by GC.
Schnitzel.
Not in that game. Like, you gotta use the whole name.
Can do that, yeah.
You can't do the GC.
I think I start off as a stripper though, you know.
Right. No, I'm just
welcome
saying,
to
like,
the stage, GC.
See, nah.
You
nah.
Gotta have
it.
German
can't,
chocolate.
Yeah. You can't do the GC. That's what I'm saying.
Because then they like gonna
when
be
they
like, what's
announcing
GC?
You, it's got to be the German chocolate because it just rolls so smooth, and it sounds so good.
Yeah, just like the song. I'm out in your mouth, not in your hand.
Right. Just regulars. Like your regulars be like, GC, what's going on? You know
exactly.
What I mean? Just whatever.
Or like
you know
the people
I mean?
You working with.
Yeah, when they announce you on stage,
gotta
when
be German
doing your
chocolate.
Thing, when you're doing your magic mic on, they call you German chocolate. That's how they call you to the stage, bro. That's what you gotta do. I see what you see. George
hey,
can be your manager.
That's what I'm saying. I
can be your security, bro. Mm. AKA, like, we be co-pimping.
Co-pimping.
You know what I'm saying?
I like
co-pimping.
It.
Yeah.
I like it.
Pimping since been pimping. You know what I mean? Nah, but I think like the soccer thing,
And I don't think that's not genetics either. Nah, I don't think that's not genetics either. That's just who they are as people.
Like yeah. My mom, she played soccer and everything too. My brother.
Okay.
It's just like, I don't know. Like, I'd rather, like, there's certain sports that I'd rather play than watch.
That's fair.
And football is like one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It, as a parent, and I'm not trying to make you feel any type of way, as a parent, I would go regardless. I'm not much of a soccer fan.
I mean, yeah, I would have went with regardless because I wanted to support my son or my kid in general.
Exactly.
But that's something.
Like, even not even every game. It didn't have to be every game.
Yeah, that's something that your dad would have to say to you, or I don't know if you ever asked him, but like me, I would go. Even though I don't like soccer.
That's what I'm saying. Like, tennis. It's not genetic that he just, like, along the lines of he just doesn't like it. That's why he's not watching it. Because that should not even come into the equation.
Mm-hmm.
If it was like some, like, professional match,
Or like school.
He just didn't want to see it. That makes sense. But like you were in the game,
boom. He could just be watching you the whole time. That's my boy. You know what I mean? That type of shit.
Right.
I got you. I see how
you're like.
You
see that? You see that? I taught him that.
Right. Like, yeah. No, damn well he did never that. Right. Like, but yeah. It's just like it's just something there, and
that is the crazy thing too.
I can see how that could discourage you from playing.
And like even coming from like football and everything, man, there was this one incident. I think it was Indian River, and like I was trying to take the ball. The dude was coming on me, and I swear to you, he hit my chest, and he fell down, like hitting the brick wall.
Whoa,
and like the whole referee
wild, but yeah, I see what you're saying. You'll hear if you ever listen to the episode, you see what I'm talking about.
And like I'm looking at the referee and he was like, play on. I'm like, all right. This man was shook on
like, it wasn't a penalty.
Word.
Ran into you and fail. I would fuck that.
Like some people like to say, he was flabbergasted.
Like that's how funny it is. Word.
That's a good word.
That would have been your word for the day, Drew.
Too late now.
Yeah, man. So I guess before we get out of here and shit. I mean, just cutting close to the end, we were going to discuss the video games. I called it what, Elden Ring?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Elden Ring?
That's what I said. So
Elden
Ring. I never played Elder Scrolls.
Me neither.
So like I know. Me but neither. I never played Shadow of Mordor, none of that.
What?
Word.
Yeah, that's the one that you should at least try.
I should have tried that one.
No, and I'm saying you should try. Not past tense.
Like right now. Like
just as in like
no, I get what you're saying. Yeah. Don't tell me what to do. So you weren't, but don't.
But don't you thinking about
I'll just
it?
Just let you know before you say some bullshit. Elder Scrolls. Y'all tell me what's going on with Elder Scrolls? What's the big hype about the whole thing? I know you know about it.
I just know the name, and like I watch a YouTuber that likes the Souls like games. He plays for almost any ones he can find.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's the only way I really know about it. Like I've never really played any of the Souls games either, so.
Souls?
Any like, Dark Souls or similar like games.
Okay, I got you. All right.
Because, like, they kind of, I don't know if they created it. I'll let you
speak
on that part.
You can definitely tell if Miyazaki did it or not.
But, like, that kind of.
Like, Sekiro Shadows Die Twice.
Yeah.
Oh,
Demon Souls, Bloodborne, Dark Souls.
Damn, they all sound like they're all together. I know Sekiro's not, but. Right. Like you got Demon Souls.
Demon Souls is where it all started.
Right. And then you got Dark Souls.
Mm-hmm.
They're all in the same.
Not the same universe or anything like that.
What's the other
one?
But
it was the same people that made it, right?
Yeah. Miyazaki.
They started with Demon Souls and then it was Dark Souls.
Yeah.
All three of them.
Ironically, the good thing about it is, though, cool that like Bloodborne was actually from a manga that he took the idea from and made it into a game.
Okay, so is just said it. Bloodborne. That's the one with the motherfucker with the long nose and shit. The mask.
It's like English based.
Yeah, it's like the London vibe, it's the gothic type vibe.
My bad. English as in England.
Yeah.
My bad.
All right. I'm trying to keep up, bro. I never played any of these games. I seen a couple like gameplays, but I never played any of them. And not that I heard they were pretty tough games. Like even Sekiro, like I wanted to try it. I heard it was pretty tough. I mean, depending on who you are, like I'm pretty sure you'll figure out how to beat it. You just level up, whatever.
Or not.
Or not. There's people that never beat the fucking game before. Yeah. But yeah, just what's going on with the Elden Scrolls?
Ring.
That's what I said.
Are you talking Elder Scrolls or Elden Ring?
Elderly home, bro. Oh,
wow. Don't start this again.
The new one coming out?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, you can. It's like a mixture. It just has like, they say it's like a little bit of like Bloodborne and like Demon Dark Souls, because it's from Miyazaki again. But they have like the novelist, I guess his name was like Martin R&R Rowling or Roland, something like that.
Oh, the dude George.
Yeah,
R.R. Martin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Dude from Game of Thrones.
Because they actually, like they said, they were they just sat down to talk to each other, and then they came up with the idea and everything, and like now. They have like, it's, so if you ever seen it, it's kind of like that, but it's like a Dark Souls RPG MMO, because it's like free roam now.
Dragons.
It has a bunch of little bit of everything. Mm. And like they have new things, like now you can jump, you have like a spirit horse that you can ride.
George left me because I like dragons. No, man, just the way I said it. Spyro. That's why I like Spyro. Now I'm playing. Damn, so when is this game coming out?
February 25th.
So why?
For everything.
Yeah, yeah. So what made you, what is the hype of it for you?
Shit. let me tell you a little about myself.
Go ahead.
Play. But like, you could never jump in a Souls game before. So that's like a big thing. And you never had like a companion. And I feel like the horse, like now, not only can you fight like on the horse, like mounted, but you can like, they have like these big leaps. Like where you couldn't get before, like say like there's like this mountain or everything, you'd usually have to go around or find a pathway. Now they have like these, like, I forget what they're called, but they're like special leaps that you can go all the way up top.
That's crazy.
And like weapon arts now, like you can customize your weapon arts.
Mm-hmm.
I think you fight bosses and stuff and you get specific weapon arts now. Whereas like a katana or a falchion would have like this spirit storm slash.
So it's kind of like movesets specific to like weapon types.
No, you can put it on any. I'm sure there are some that are specific to some weapons, but there are also other ones. Like in Dark Souls, you have like this this boss weapon. You would charge it up with like a lightning on it, and it shoots out onto your target. That's something you can do too. They have like a lot of new stuff, but like some stuff is similar too. Like they have like the Soul Stream, which was for mages and stuff. And I think the mage casting is more crisp too.
Yeah. I think
it's more fluent.
I think the whole thing is the MMO thing, right? That seems like real big for like an RPG MMO. Yeah. I feel like that would be,
that's like a big part.
Yeah, that got everybody excited about this because,
yeah,
like, I'm sorry, I had to say this. It's crazy how simple things get like people excited, because Stevie got excited that now you can jump.
Right. Yeah.
That's crazy. Jump. Like they jump. Never put this in this fucking game. Like I was like, jump.
It's just like certain things. Like you could do like a little
leaps.
Like, but you'd be off the ground like only like ah.
You ain't got no hops.
Right, this has hops.
Right.
White monkey can't jump. They lie. They jump twice as high.
Yeah, MMOs just seem like a big thing, especially in worlds like that. So I can understand why, you know, it's so hyped up, and they come out next year, February 25th. Dang, man, it seems like it's a few games coming out.
February specifically.
Yeah.
I just hope they still have a beta because they had like a closed test network. Didn't get a chance.
You know what I'm excited for? God of War, baby.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting, though, because there's like a lot of plotting. I wish they'd give us a little bit more.
I feel like it's going to be rushed, though, because they're only making two games.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think we discussed this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just to have a new perspective, I feel like that they'll rush it, or it just be a long-ass game. I'm hoping that it's just a long-ass game.
That'd be the better outcome.
Yeah, but they have so many like cut scenes. Well, not even cut scenes, because you know they do over-the-shoulder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It never cuts to anything, but
it'd be nice for God of War to have like maybe a DLC expansion.
I heard they won't.
Did they
do
have
that.
It for the first one?
I heard they won't do that.
I don't think they had it for anything.
I think they should put everything in there. The only thing, not even DLC, but you know, you get the special like cosmetics or whatever. I could see
like,
that.
Not even that. I feel like for DLC purposes, they could do like different storyline, like progress the story of another character rather than just being about Kratos. And that little fucker.
Boy.
Right.
You think they'll follow Tyr or something like that?
Yeah, I really want him to get like deeper in, like, since it's gonna be Ragnarok, I want him to go deeper in Fenrir too. But speaking of which, though, like, he's going to another mythology.
Exactly.
Will he still have like the same flashback still from the other one? Can he? Is that like a possibility, or will they just be gone? Just like Zeus, oh. Athena, like them, like just flashbacks, or like this, like the nightmares he has, even with his wife, mm-hmm. even though it was in the Greek,
right?
Or will his completely, because he was like, he married again. That's how he got Atreus.
I mean, he only seen Athena once. And that was like in his head, I'm guessing. It wasn't like flashbacks. Like,
I believe, yeah, Zeus was on a ship.
Yeah, well, yeah. Like
he's in hell.
Yeah, he didn't like really see him, right? It was more.
Yeah, his illusion.
Yeah.
Well, no, wait. He did. One was there because his son asked, who was that?
Okay, right.
But he was like, but hell can give you those like images, and I'm pretty sure Atreus could see that.
Yeah.
Right. So it was just
okay.
Oh yeah, he was on the boat too. Yeah. He was on the boat when they were trying to get out of hell. Which I'm excited for to go back to hell, because you know he goes like 4 or 5 times in the game. Any hell, Hades, always. Whatever. So when he fight that fucking big ass bird, I ain't ready for that shit. That fucking guardian of hell or whatever his name is.
It'd be cool to see him introduce more like gigantic enemies again.
They missed that. It wasn't a lot of really, big bosses.
Yeah, there was maybe a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baldur was like the one that he just constantly fought.
Oh, you meant just like bosses.
I see what you mean. Because Kronos like was the biggest one he ever fought.
Right.
I just feel like he didn't really fight him.
No.
It was more like quick time events, but
yeah.
It's kind of like if you play Monster Hunter World and Zoramagdoros, it's like it's a biggest elder dragon, mm-hmm. but you're on his back the whole time. Like you technically don't fight him.
Yeah.
You kind of like drive him off. And and Kratos, in aspect, I feel like you were on him. You didn't really get to like fight him.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like kind of a fight scene.
I think it's just for like story purpose. Like, yo, he fucking took out Kronos. You know what I mean? He took out a Titan like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just saying that. But yeah, you don't technically.
It's going to be cool though to find out, because like at the end of the God of War 4.
Mm-hmm.
They had like where he looked at the wall, and it's almost like it's gonna play back on him, like how he killed his father. Will that happen to him?
Yeah, but I wonder how Atreus would kill him, or if they would change that.
Yeah, or that, since he didn't tell that he's like basically a god now, that like he kept it from him. Will that enrage him or something?
I mean, it didn't, right?
When he told, I don't think he knows the full story though.
Probably not. Oh, you talking about Kratos?
Yeah, probably.
He probably don't know everything. He know where he's from, but he doesn't know everything.
Right.
So yeah, I can see that. But yeah, my bad. Yo, shit. Guess we're gonna get out of here, Stevie. Thank you for joining us, man.
Anytime, brother.
Yeah. We appreciate you. Thanks for the stories. The time is cool to fucking have a fucking guest, bro.
Finally.
God, like. And that's when we get this fucking, this back and forth going as love. We ain't just sitting here looking dumb. But yeah, man. I don't know if you want your socials, your Twitch, your YouTube. You want to drop that? We didn't say that you were a gamer, but you be kicking ass in fighting games. You know what I'm saying?
I try.
The stories that you tell me, and you whoop my ass in Injustice.
I remember one time you did witness one of them anti-ganks. That was cool. I was like, Stevie, pipe it off.
Yeah. He's a big For Honor player. Tekken used to be, at least. Injustice, Mortal Kombat used to. At least 10.
Fucked everything up.
Yeah, 11 he hated. But I don't know if you want to drop, you know what I mean, any tags or anything. You want to talk YouTube? Twitch, something like that. You want more people to play?
I'm gonna wait till my 5. When I get my 5, and I'm gonna rebuild and do new things.
Okay, all right. Secretive, I like it. German chocolate, that's his tag. You can find him on anything I'm playing. AKA Schnitzel. You know what I'm playing? Nah, but George, you want to go ahead with the last word? You were quiet for a minute.
I was quiet.
All right.
I just didn't really have anything to add. Find a word?
Word. What's the word for the day? Remember the last one was weak.
It was weak.
You got to come with a heavy one. Something nice.
Preposterous.
Preposterous. It's way better than sound. Silk Sonic. What would you say?
Whatever the fuck I said.
Soundscape.
Soundscape, yeah. This one was better.
Preposterous. You heard it first.
I don't know if I've used it before. But
you like that word, Steve?
good with me. I remember Catwoman used it.
Preposterous.
It's like, nah, you nigga, that's steel.
All right, guys. This has been the Lost in Translation podcast. And thank you for getting lost with us.
We lit.